This is Radio Nepal. I am S.N. Srestha with the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives resumes after opposition obstruction ends. General discussion on the budget for the upcoming fiscal year begins. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal clarifies the Prime Minister's remarks on Nepal-India border issues during today's House of Representatives meeting. Foreign Minister says border issues will be resolved through diplomatic dialogue and negotiations. Commission for the Investigation of Property extends deadline for submitting property details until mid-July. Nearly 2.5 million farmers across the country enrolled in the farmers' registration system, and Pakistan launches deadly airstrikes in Afghanistan, escalating tensions. Now the news in detail. With the end of the obstruction of opposition parties, a meeting of the House of Representatives has commenced. The House of Representatives meeting scheduled from 2 p.m. began from 3:15 p.m. The lawmakers from opposition parties had been obstructing the House proceedings, taking over the statement of Prime Minister Balendra Shah regarding Nepal-India border issues in a House of Representatives meeting on the 31st of May. The meeting began after an understanding was reached between the government and opposition parties that the government would make clarify the issue in today's meeting. During an urgent time, lawmakers drew attention of the government to contemporary issues including human trafficking, violence against women and foreign employment misdeeds. Meanwhile, general discussions have begun in the House of Representatives on the annual estimates of revenue and expenditures of the government for the fiscal year 2083-84 Bikram Sambath. In today's meeting of the House, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagde presented the proposal with a statement seeking discussions on it. On the occasion, Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal said only a general discussion on the annual estimates of revenue and expenditure would be held, with detailed ministry-wise deliberations to take place during discussions on the appropriation bill. 4 hours have been allocated for the debate, and Finance Minister Wagde was scheduled to respond to lawmakers' queries. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal today made clear the Federal Parliament on the views Prime Minister Balendra Shah gave during a question and answer session in the House of Representatives meeting on the 31st of May. He also shared the information on the issues relating to Nepal-India border. Foreign Minister Khanal clarified that Prime Minister Shah's statement on Nepal-India border was related to cross-border occupation. Nepal and India have intimate relations, he said. The government is committed to resolving two-country border issues via diplomatic channels on the basis of historic treaty, agreement and map. Minister Khanal said cross-border cultivation in no-man's land has long existed under mutual understanding between the local communities of Nepal and India, which was what Prime Minister Shah had referred to. He clarified that Nepal is not seeking third-party mediation on border issues and that the Prime Minister had only mentioned the possibility of seeking additional resources if needed. The Commission for the Investigation of Property has extended the deadline for submitting property declarations until the mid-July, granting a one-month extension for the final time. Commission Chair Rajendra Kumar Bhandari said the deadline was extended after officials required to file declarations said they needed more time to collect information. More than 3,500 declarations and over 60 complaints have been received so far. The Commission has urged the public to report cases of unexplained wealth allegedly accumulated through abuse of office by individuals who held public positions between 1991 and 2026. It expects to receive declarations from 40 to 50,000 people. Formed by the government to investigate the assets of current and former public officials, the five-member commission is currently collecting declarations and complaints from serving and retired senior officials, ministers, constitutional office holders and elected representatives. The newly formed Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation has begun institutional and policy work after getting its leadership. As per the latest work division of the Government of Nepal, the Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation was established by removing Science and Technology from the former Ministry of Education, Science and Technology. Independent lawmaker Mahabir Poon has taken on to the responsibilities as a minister in this ministry from Tuesday. Minister Poon has moved to Simhadarwa from today as he will be residing at the ministry's building itself. Around 2.5 million farmers across Nepal have been enrolled in the government's farmer registration program aimed at bringing farmers under a single system. According to Agriculture Information Center official Sanjeev Pandit, farmers are being registered based on land ownership and agricultural production to provide them with subsidies and other support through an electronic platform. According to the 2021 Agricultural Census, Nepal has about 4.13 million farmers and efforts are underway to register the remaining farmers in coordination with local governments. The center has also urged farmers across the country to register their names in the system. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Bidesh gaye pari chinta kina garne Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lene jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar. Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Hearing on the writ petition filed against the government's decision to dissolve employees' trade union will continue on the 12th of June. The hearing was held today before the constitutional bench of Chief Justice Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma, Justices Dr. Nahakul Subedi, Binod Sharma, Abdul Aziz Musalman and Mahesh Sharma Paurel. It could not be completed today and it was rescheduled for 12th of June. On behalf of the Central Working Committee of the Nepal Civil Servants Association, Chairperson Bhavani Dahal filed the writ petition demanding an order cancelling the government's decision to dissolve the trade unions. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Pakistan has launched deadly airstrikes along its border with Afghanistan, breaking months of relative calm in the restive region. The BBC cited the Information Minister Atullah Tarar on Wednesday, saying that four targets had been destroyed in calibrated strikes that had killed 26 militants. Afghanistan's Taliban government earlier said 13 people, including 11 children, were killed in Pakistani strikes in three provinces. Pakistan has long accused Afghanistan of harboring terrorists who carry out attacks on Pakistani soil, a claim the Taliban government rejects. The latest escalation is the first since February, when fighting at the border left hundreds dead. The two countries had agreed a ceasefire last October following weeks of deadly clashes. The Iranian Foreign Ministry on Wednesday strongly condemned the latest U.S. military aggression earlier in the day against Iran. The Xinhua news agency cited the Foreign Ministry statement as saying, following the crash of a U.S. Army Apache helicopter over the Strait of Hormuz on Monday night, the United States carried out brutal attacks on regions south of Iran early Wednesday, which is a flagrant violation of the U.N. Charter. In response to the blatant violation of Iran's national sovereignty and territorial integrity, the Iranian armed forces, in line with exercising their legitimate right to self-defense, dealt severe blows to U.S. bases and assets in the West Asia region. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in Madhya province and the hilly and Tarai regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces and at a few places in the Himalayan regions of all provinces including Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives resumes after opposition obstruction ends. General discussion on the budget for the upcoming fiscal year begins. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal clarifies the Prime Minister's remarks on Nepal-India border issues during today's House of Representatives meeting. Foreign Minister says border issues will be resolved through diplomatic dialogue and negotiations. Commission for the Investigation of Property extends deadline for submitting property details until mid-July. Nearly 2.5 million farmers across the country enrolled in the farmers' registration system, and Pakistan launches deadly airstrikes in Afghanistan, escalating tensions. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.